like biometric scans for traffic stops. James Lovelock, humans are too stupid to prevent climate change. That's the founder of the Gaia World Population Reduction Movement. You're just too stupid. He's the expert up on the mountain. We got Webster Tarpley coming up in the next segment to talk about a host of issues, including the situation with the militia arrest all over the country and the situation over in Russia with the subway bombings. We'll get Dr. Tarpley's take on all that. Let's take a few calls right now. We'll continue with calls throughout the hour. Jeff in Hawaii, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Jeff in Kauai. How are you doing today?
I'm doing a broadcast.
All right. Well, I was calling. Did you check out the headline on Drudge today?
No.
It you should go to it. It's all about them putting machine guns in the subways in New York now.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah, they've got cops in black uniforms and armor with machine guns everywhere searching people. It's part of the acclamation for full military occupation.
Yeah, it's just like your video's police state. I mean, when I saw that, I was blown away.
Well, that's been going on for a long time. That's the New York Post. We'll put that headline back up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Rail cops go great guns. And, again, government stages the events. Then they put police and stormtrooper outfits everywhere to sell the message, tyranny keeps you safe. But really, they're just getting ready to take the pension funds, so they want to be ready to clamp down on everybody.
Yeah.
And if anybody gets angry at them taking your pension fund, well, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, yeah, it just seems like anybody that stands up to the government, they basically labeled you as a terrorist, right?
That's what they're doing to me right now. I appreciate your call, Jeff. Good to hear from you. Ken in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. Can you believe they're calling us Hatriots now?
Hatriots, yes. Well, we do hate tyranny, so I guess it's true, and they hate freedom.
Oh, man. At least we're not traitors, you know? Not treasonous scum. That's all I got to say.
Well, what they are is criminals. I mean, we no one can deny that criminals run the government and are robbing everything that isn't nailed down.
So see-through on the news, it's not even funny. I can't. I mean, I was in the NJROTC in high school. I know their playbook. I know how they work.
What's on your mind, Ken?
I was just, you know, these CNN, you know, media whores trying to blow you up on the news there. They don't let them get to you, dude.
No, no, that's not what's getting to me, Ken. I'm not thinking about myself, okay? It's the next phase, the staged terror attacks that government is going to stage and has been staging to blame on Americans that are standing up against the New World Order. That's the issue.
They got CIA guys confessing on YouTube about them FEMA camps, getting ready to put Christians and, you know, in there and patriots, gases.
Ken, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with Webster Tarpley, then we'll go to Casey, Brandon, Daniel, and others. I will also go over some of the good news happening worldwide. The carbon tax is being overturned or not passing all over Europe in major nations like France. So people are definitely waking up. But we're going to look at the establishment's next move in their playbook to bring in hardcore tyranny here inside the United States on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones, GCN Radio Network.
Webster Griffin Tarpley, a doctor of history and economics, who features, of course, every week or two here on the radio show as one of our analysts. He's also in my film, Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception. And he's done some of the most hardcore, in-depth research out there. I really respect his opinion. Now, look, I know that Russian intelligence services have staged false flag events before. The British do it. The Israelis do it. The U.S. does it. This is a tool of government. And Paul Watson wrote an article saying Moscow Metro Blast, another FSB inside job. And then Watson looks at the fact that in 99, police caught FSB planting bombs in a fourth apartment building. Three had been blown up. Now, Tarpley would say this is some type of triple, double cross, false flag by the West, and he's got quotes from Putin saying similar things, but I look at 99, Putin wasn't probably going to win as the vice president of Yeltsin, but then saying the Chechenians had attacked gave him a pretext as vice president to lead a popular war. But Tarpley and I have argued back and forth about this. I'm only looking for the truth, and I know that Tarpley's looking for the truth on this, but I know that the West got behind Putin and Medvedev and others and said, oh, yes, clearly the al-Qaeda groups have attacked you, and now they've got troops in the subways and here in the U.S. and England, and they're really hyping this up. We also have all these militias getting set up, clearly setups all over the country, and mainstream media trying to tie me into it, just all over the place, CNN, Fox, they're really coming after us right now. I want to ask Tarpley why we're so much in the crosshairs. Clearly, this is an attempt to demonize any populist or true constitutionalist movement in the Tea Parties and make them fully run by the Republicans. And I was talking to Tarpley about that during the break. He agreed on that front. And I see April to be a big month of staged events. You've got the insurance companies taking over health care. We'll get Tarpley's take on that. Webster, Griffin, Tarpley, what do you want to tackle first, the militia information?
Let's go with Russia, because this gets us the big picture in the world.
Go.
The Moscow subway bombing. So with these things going back now decades, right, the Chechen and related Caucasus, North Caucasus terror groups, and there are about a dozen very small nationalities, ethnic groups there. It's called the ethnic labyrinth of the North Caucasus, because there's Chechnya, Dagestan, the Circassians, the Gabardino, Balkaria, tiny little entities. It's the most diverse area in the world in that sense, and it's been an area of conflict for centuries. Really, it was the border between the Turkish Empire and the Russian Empire. So the CIA and British support for Chechen terrorism is just notorious, right? The leader of the Chechen terrorists was this guy Basayev, who was trained in a CIA camp in Afghanistan, and this is just well known. So the suspect is, the suspicion always goes directly to the U.S. and the British. Putin said back in 2001 that if you want to join the Chechen terror organization, you can go to London, and there's a place where pretty much openly they do recruiting for that, right, in the middle of Londonistan. So the question is, why now, right? There was this attack last November on the Moscow to St. Petersburg Express, right, the Nevsky super train that they have, and that killed about 30 people. Now, the Russians have tracked down and killed the person that they say is responsible for that. And that was wrapped up at the beginning of March, about a month ago now. So in the meantime, though, what's the big picture? Remember, the goal of the U.S. is to split Russia from China, right, to drive a wedge between Russia and China and foment conflict there. They're also interested in being friends with Russia. We just have this new nuclear arms treaty, right, the so-called START treaty between Russia and the United States. Nobody really knows the details yet, but it's going to be signed soon, and then presumably we'll see it, to play Russia, however, against China and against Iran. In other words, the U.S. becomes friends with Russia, but for a price, and the price always is friction with China, friction with Iran, because the idea is to get conflict going in those areas. Now, the anger and resentment on the part of the Anglo-Americans against Russia would be this. We just had the meeting of Putin, now the Russian prime minister, with this guy, Xi, his name is. It's written X-I. He's the vice president of China, and he's going to become the president of China. At least he's the heir apparent. When the Chinese Party Congress meets in the fall of 2012, this guy, Xi, again with X-I, is going to become the president if all goes according to what is thought. So this idea is already important, that Putin is cementing a permanent alliance of Russia with China, right? That's the elementary thing for anybody in the world to be able to resist the Anglo-Americans. Now, the other thing is Ukraine, right? Ukraine, we had this big color revolution staged by Zbigniew Brzezinski, NATO intelligence, and so forth. And they took over the government with a puppet regime in the fall of 2004. And that puppet regime is now completely gone. The puppet president, Yushchenko, is out. The puppet prime minister, Tymoshenko, is out. And the guy you have in there now is Yanukovych, and he's more or less a reasonable Ukrainian, right? Not a slave of Moscow, not a slave of NATO or the European Union, but a Ukrainian. And that is not enough, however, for the NATO side. The other thing then is, what the Russians are doing in Iran. In Iran, the color revolution there never got off the ground. It seems to have just about disappeared completely.
Right? All right, let me stop you for a moment as we continue to go around the different geopolitical regions here, Webster. This is the issue. Why, and we know that a lot of the different Chechen and Muslim minority groups, in some areas majority groups, in that entire area. We know the West has been funding them since during the Cold War. Of course, you go further east over into Afghanistan and those areas. They were publicly funded as Mujahideen and these great saviors. So we know that's going on. But answer me this. Why would the West want to start bombing Putin when he is running for the presidency, when an elementary school student who understands this would know that terror attacks against a government official who can then lead a war against it would sweep him to power if the establishment knew that Putin was going to arrest and kick all these Anglo-American Rothschild-type bankers out of the country? And then fast-forwarding after you answer that, how does this hurt Putin and Medvedev? How does that hurt them when this will clearly allow them to crack down, expand operations, and play the part of strong men protecting the Russian bear's cubs? I mean, I'm just trying to understand the key bono here. Who benefits?
Just remember now that there is a strategy of the U.S. and the British, which was published in a somewhat diluted form in the London Economist back in August, September of 2004, how you split Russia, in other words, break up the whole Russian Federation, starting from these places in the North Caucasus and the South Caucasus, because you've got Georgia there, you've got Armenia, you've got Azerbaijan, but then in the North Caucasus, you've got this array of a dozen others. And the idea is that if you can get an endless civil war in this area, this can then spread to other smaller units of the Russian Federation, in other words, the non-ethnic Russian parts of the Russian Federation, because the Russian Federation is a big multinational state, right? It's got all sorts of different ethnic groups in it. So the idea is always to use this for greater splitting. Now, concerning Putin, of course, is heavily identified with the KGB, FSB, and the security services. So to a significant degree, his reputation depends on effective fighting against these terrorists, right? So if you have a big, high-profile event like this, in a certain way, you could say, well, this makes Putin look bad. Maybe in the secret councils of the Kremlin, people come forward and say, hey, Putin, you're not doing a very good job. And the hope, I think, is that the Anglo-Americans, once again, to drive a wedge, in this case, a wedge between Putin and Medvedev, so that Putin looks bad and Medvedev, who is a relatively untested figure by comparison to Putin. We don't know really how Medvedev responds to these things, to try to split them and foment the conflict at that level. So I think that's something real. There's also a series of people that are identified with Putin as prime minister, the head of the head of the security agency, the head of the rail system, and so forth, and targeting the Putin faction and creating trouble this way. Just concerning Iran, the color revolution there is failing, and it's failing with Russian help. Russian help now very specific. The Russians have started, once again, building the Bushehr nuclear reactor. And one of the big goals of the U.S., the British, and the Israelis is to prevent this Bushehr nuclear reactor from ever going online. Finally, and this gets us into Europe, you have this South Stream pipeline. There are two competing pipelines there in the sort of from the Black Sea over to southern Europe. One of them is the South Stream. That's the Russian plan, and that has the support of Turkey, which, again, London and Washington don't like, and above all of Italy, and that's Berlusconi. Berlusconi is the biggest ally of Putin in Western Europe, and you see what happened to him, right? He got hit with this heavy, super heavy paperweight back in December. Well, Berlusconi has just won the Italian regional election. So the huge international campaign against Berlusconi has also flopped. So if you look at the Anglo-Americans, they failed in Ukraine. They're going nowhere with Iran. Their plan for a color revolution, the Violet Revolution in Italy, is also going nowhere. And Putin is he's building bridges to China and building this pipeline. So I think that's sort of an area you can see all of the reasons that there's rage in London and Washington against Moscow.
And this attempted bombing of the FSB headquarters from below, from the subway. Let's talk about where the globalists are going next. And then I want to talk about the fact that I am being demonized big time by the media right now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Look, it's elementary. I started seeing them a year ago demonize the Tea Party, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, mainline conservatives who don't want to be looted by the banks. This is the largest contingent out there that's middle America that threatens the banking takeover. Now we have Bloomberg announcing that federal regulators are basically ordering government, police, fire, school teacher pension funds, private pension funds. They're telling them to, quote, invest in failed banking institutions. They're saying that your money markets won't be insured. They're definitely getting ready for a full financial controlled implosion. And Webster, I want to get into this now, then we'll come back and look at the big picture of where they're going on the world stage. But, you know, I've got all these articles here. CNN's doing a piece on me tonight. You know, am I causing violence? Am I dangerous? Military husband probe for allegedly posting threats on radical website, Fox News, Infowars.com. It implies it's my fault. There's another headline where it says Alex Jones is causing all this. We've got all sorts of dirty tricks going on, Webster, that I don't even want to get into on air. The point is, London Guardian saying I'm the center of this anti-government black hole. I'm dangerous. Southern Poverty Law Center putting reports out every week. They say next month's issue is going to have me in the cover story. So, why do you, and I'm talking about protecting myself. I mean, I really want your opinion. It's not like, oh, look, I'm in the media. No, I mean, this is not fun. It's like having Hitler in 1939 giving speeches against you and you live in Berlin. I mean, it's creepy, but you've been fighting these people for 40 years. But not just the attack on Alex Jones. Clearly, these militia raids were set up. I predicted last year with one of the militia members who was on. I said, I think you're a fraud. I think you're probably a government agent. I said, let me guess. You guys are training to attack the police station. And I said, if that's going on, that's the feds. Because I've seen this over and over again for so many reasons. They want to get the police hating the citizens. You know, they said they wanted to attack a funeral procession. You know, they think of the worst things they can think of. And I've had the military and police try to frame my cameramen in New York and at the G20 when they're just peacefully, nicely trying to interview them, Webster. So the point is, why do you think they're coming after me in particular? And how is all this fear-mongering about militias? I mean, we know in 95 the feds staged the Oklahoma City bombing. Go ahead.
Well, on Broadway, they say a knock is a boost, meaning that if you come under attack, this indicates that you're effective. So if we have an attack from somebody like Anderson Cooper, and as you pointed out, right, Anderson Cooper is this former CIA recruit, CIA trainee, and, of course, he's a Vanderbilt. He is the poor little rich boy who was the son of Gloria Vanderbilt, the heiress to this fortune going back into the 19th century. So to say that he's a rich elitist, a patrician aristocrat, I guess is putting it mildly. And of course, these are the resources of CNN. Back in the 1970s, this would have been a part of the picture that people had at the time, and it was quite clear that the CIA massively infiltrates the mass media. And this is a good example. So this is coming from the intelligence agents. I guess you can say, after this last weekend here with the Tea Party and the peace marchers coming to Washington, there's a huge hysteria of the Wall Street-controlled media, and they've decided to take, I think, really minor incidents that occurred at the Capitol and make that into some kind of avalanche of hysteria.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. But specifically, why are they choosing me more and more? It's emerging that I am going to be the chief devil, that I'm being put on display, and they keep lying and saying I'm calling for violence, which is the opposite. Are they angry that I'm trying to stop violence?
Absolutely. And I mean, this is just outrageous lying by them, because there's never been the breath in any insinuation of this. This is absolutely fantastic, and they know it. And notice, as far as I can see, Anderson Cooper doesn't say, he doesn't accuse you directly. He does it through this sort of innuendo, right? Do you do this, right? Asking questions, right? Is it true that you beat your wife? This is the loaded question. So,
well, they say all this violence is happening. Many people say that you're influencing this. What do you say to that?
many producers at CNN with CIA credentials say that. Well, this is ridiculous.
Well, stay there. Let's come back and talk about how you think I should respond and how others should. And then for those that don't know, what happened at the Capitol over the weekend, because we're not the only ones being demonized here, but it is creepy. I mean, that creepy, creepy, creepy Vanderbilt CIA operative up there. These people just make me sick. I mean, is there no end to their evil?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Living on the road, we are picking Webster Tarpley's brain on a host of important issues. Why are they choosing to demonize the Tea Parties? I mean, I see the Republicans coming in and setting the parameters of what the Tea Party should be in their image. Pro-war, pro-Patriot Act, torture, police state. And the Republicans, well, they might save us in a few years if we vote them into power. That way the power structure stays intact. Meanwhile, they then can split off any of the radicals as they see them and demonize them, set them up, arrest them. Why do you see them going after me? Just to demonize my name? Or is this a preparatory phase before some type of setup, Webster?
I would say it has to do with the crisis in the political system after the passage of this Obamacare. It's because you are one of the leading public figures who is able to escape this rigid ideological dichotomy, the so-called left-right split. That is to say, there's a convergence of elements that are considered conservative with elements that are left-wing that could become the basis for challenging the Democratic and Republican parties. And
I totally agree. It's because I go on the air on other big national shows and my own, and point out that the insurance companies wrote the bill, something that Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich told the truth about months ago before being taken up on the mountain and selling out. Because when you go to the left and go, wait a minute, this cuts Medicare, Medicaid, raises your taxes, lowers the standards of care, this doesn't have your public option, now the left wakes up and you show the right wing that. I've noticed Limbaugh and others always say the insurance companies are good, they were against this, so it shatters that deception and brings the people together in a populist movement against the bankers. And I continue to call for going after the banking structure, not going after just puppets like Obama.
Exactly, and I think there's a sense that the time for this may be ripe. If you look at the response in the left wing of the Democratic Party, so to speak, to this betrayal on the health care, you see that Congressman Kucinich folded. He voted for it. The Progressive Caucus, they all voted for Obama. Of course, they were all terrorized by Rahm Emanuel and that machine operating out of the White House. If you look, though, at this blog called Fire Dog Lake, written by Jane Hampshire, who was, a somewhat reluctant supporter of Obama back in 2008, she comes on saying that if you look at the Obama health plan, it is close to the dictionary definition of fascism. In other words, the fascist corporate state. Now, I think on that basis, you could say the time may be ripe for a convergence of political forces outside the Democratic and Republican parties that would be anti-war, anti-dictatorship, anti-Wall Street, anti-Federal Reserve. And I think that's a convergence that is now possible. I would just say that would then have to become not just anti, but also in favor of something, and specifically this. We're now in a world economic depression. If we look back to the 1930s, in the most general terms, we went from depression to dictatorship, in Germany especially, but also elsewhere, and then we had a world war. So what we've got to do is to prevent this depression from going on and turning into a dictatorship, because I would always argue that the motion in favor of totalitarian and authoritarian police state measures is always coming ultimately from the fact that the economy is collapsing and the ruling elite is trying to respond to this.
And clearly they've been setting up for this for decades. This is premeditated, but that's the next issue. And we'll talk about some solutions, Webster. I know you have your opinion on those. My question here for you, though, is the system is ignoring any reforms that would actually fix the country, and then there wouldn't be a need for a dictatorship from their view. But they want this austerity. The Federal Reserve heads are out pushing it. They want to make us paupers so we're more easily managed. They brag about it. They talk about it, their whole eugenics, fake environmental movement. And that's in big trouble. And so I think this acceleration of authoritarian systems that were already growing and in place is an act of desperation. Clearly that's happening. All the poll numbers on every issue show that, and this dictatorship of these plutocrats is now coming out, but the system doesn't care, and I see trial balloons in the Wall Street Journal, in Bloomberg, in WorldNet Daily. They're admitting, okay, the regulators that have control over these pension funds with federal power, they're saying invest in bad banks. They're not saying invest in some great government program. They're saying you will prop up the banks. And so where do you see that going?
Well, the people who are told to do this have to say no. And above all, the people that are stakeholders, meaning the people whose money is involved, have got to say no. I would say the single most important question right now is the anti-Wall Street, because I think that's the universal common denominator that just about everybody can share. And there's no political force that embodies this. There's nobody willing to take it on. I went to see the Tea Party here at Capitol Hill 10 days ago, and what you find is that the Tea Party, I think, has been purged. What you find there are people who are, quite frankly, Republicans. They sit there, they listen to Republican members of the Congress and Republican operatives and Republican think tankers from all different Republican lobbying institutions and whatever. And then when you talk to the people in the Tea Party, it's actually funny. A lot of them are retired military, and most of them have a government pension, and they have either Veterans TRICARE or they have Veterans Administration's pensions, and you get the idea that they're there saying, I have my piece of the federal budget. I don't want anybody else to get a piece for themselves at my expense. So the thing is that Palin said the Republican Party ought to absorb the Tea Party. Well, that's what they're trying to do. I would not say that the Tea Party is only demonized. They're also given huge, huge publicity because I think the
yeah, but that's double-edged because then they appoint the Republicanized, Republicanoid Tea Party. They take it over, but then separately in the left-right paradigm, they then also make it the polar opposite. So it's the savior to some, the devil to others, but again, it's within a controlled system.
Absolutely controlled. And remember, I think the big problem on the horizon is this General Petraeus and Mitt Romney. General Petraeus for president. If General Petraeus comes out for president, he'll immediately get what's left of the Tea Party, which, again, are mostly retired military. This was the overwhelming majority of the group. And then Romney, with his best-selling book and his ideas about austerity, Romney is now intervening in the senatorial race in Utah, supporting Bennett, who's under fire, right, the Republican senator, and saying Bennett voted for the bailout. The bailout was a good thing. We had to give the money to the banks. Support Bennett because he stood by the banks when the going got tough. So you get the idea. This would become a Wall Street dictatorship.
Well, that's why we see the Republicans going after Rand Paul in Kentucky, who looks like he's going to win, letting the head of elections run for Senate and run his own election. I mean, just unprecedented. And you've got Palin supporting John McCain, who was pro-bailout. So clearly, I guess that's why I'm being targeted, because I don't want the banks to fully suck this country dry.
Yes, and certainly Palin, of course, was pro-bailout herself. She was directly involved. So I think that the position that you occupy in this spectrum is you defy this splitting, right, the wedge issues, essentially, because that's what they are. You're above the wedge issues, and you're offering a critique of this entire false flag terrorism, this hysteria, the crude provocations that are dished up. Now, every week or every month, we've got a new false flag terror event, completely fictitious. The thing I would say, though, is the people that are in your audience have got to ask themselves, how long can this depression go on? How many more years of depression? How many more years of 20 million people without jobs, 25 million, right? Real unemployment, probably 20%, maybe 25% if it's really bad. How long can you go on with this and still keep the institutions of representative government? You know, 80 years ago today, 80 years ago, on 30th of March 1930 in Germany, we had the coming of Heinrich Brüning, who was an austerity dictator. He's the kind of thing that's being prepared in the state of New York, and indeed what Obama will turn into next year, according to the current scenarios. Once you get this kind of austerity going on, right, everything is cut, your pension is taken away, all the social spending is looted. I mean, look at Obama's health plan loots $500 billion out of Medicare. It loots Medicaid. It loots TRICARE. It loots everything to give bigger and better bailouts, in this case to insurance companies. At this point, though, we have to have a recovery program. In other words, a positive program. What to do? In other words, what do you stand for? Obviously, the antis, anti-war, anti-dictatorship, anti-Wall Street, anti-Federal Reserve. But then some kind of a plan, at least the basic outlines, how do you get out of a depression? Because the trick with the depression is you don't get out of it automatically. There's no cycle. There's nothing that's going to lift you out of it. You have to change policies to get out of it. And history teaches that can't be simply cutting everything. Because the more you cut these budgets, the more you're going to have a bigger deficit in the coming year. Because if you go to New Jersey, right, the governor Christie of New Jersey is firing all the public workers. That's just great. All of those people right now are paying taxes. Once they're fired, they're not paying taxes anymore. They're demanding unemployment benefits.
But that always happens. First, they communalize the wealth. They get everybody addicted to it. Then they remove all the services. The taxes go up, and whatever's left goes to the banks. And I want to get into that in just a moment, Webster. But before we run out of time here, you talked about how the Republicans have come in and, in a bullyish manner, taken over the Tea Parties. Here's a clip from a libertarian over the weekend at a Palin rally, this was in Phoenix, And all the guy does is stand up and say, you're pro-war, you were pro-banker bailout. That's what the newspaper reported. The TV only caught the part where they tackle him. And Tea Partiers tackle him, are jumping on his head, and the police run over and basically assault him and help the people that are going after him. And then they drag him out and arrest him. So, you know, the same thing happened to me back in 98 when I asked George Bush a question at the end of a speech at a press conference. They didn't like it, so they drug me out and arrested me and then later released me. But, I mean, this is the liberty, this is the freedom of the Tea Partiers. Here it is. All right. And it just continues from the news with screaming. This is from ABC 15. Continue playing it.
What's your guys' problem?
You're a douche. That's no problem.
Issue.
So, any thoughts about even speaking out at a rally that you clearly know are McCain and Palin people that are here for a statewide race? Why use this opportunity to try to say anything?
I'm trying to save America. I like America. I like Americans. I just don't like John McCain.
And what happened in there once you started speaking out?
I don't know.
What's your name? Sir, what's your name?
You have no right.
I know.
Ask me for my name. It's a public event. I have my rights. I don't like Obama. I don't like McCain. I like Ron Paul.
And what was your plan?
I have family in the war. They know it's corrupt. I have a cousin that moved to Canada. He escaped the military because they were going to threaten him. But he came back home.
And what were you anticipating the effect would be from speaking out?
I knew I was going to get hurt, but it was worth it.
Why?
I'm trying to help people.
He went to an open public event at a big school auditorium. He goes in. He's not a liberal. He's not a conservative. He is a patriot. He's a Ron Paul-type supporter. And in America, the other citizens don't want to hear him stand up and say, you know, you're pro-war, you were for the bailout, and that's what was reported he said. So they tackle him and are jumping up and down on him, assaulting him, and the police come over and say, this is good. Let us help you jump on his head. Let's drag him out. And the reporter's acting like, what did you think you were going to get out of this? This is living in a tyranny where the public is sick mentally. You know, like, don't taser me, bro. The guy a few years ago wasn't even resisting. He's going, why are you doing this? You know, Kerry was even let him finish his question. They're like, no. And now you're on the ground. We're going to taser you three times. And you watch him getting off on it. This is fascism. This is tyranny. And just to watch the sickness of these people. So if this is a solution to Obama, it's more of the same, Webster Tarpley.
I think it's very interesting. The line in the Tea Party between the authentic and honest people and the ones that are of no use for anything is the honest ones will all say, I'm against the Republican Party, I'm against the Democratic Party, I reject both. This is the beginning of wisdom. But what I found on Capitol Hill 10 days ago in this demonstration right before the health bill was rammed through was that most of them would say, well, I'm for the Republicans. I'm much closer to the Republicans. I'm not interested in third parties and so forth. So I think that's what it is. On the left side, though, the people out there who really gave Obama his victory in the primaries, they're very, very angry because of the escalation in Afghanistan. You've got this health bill, which...
But Webster, let's go back. I mean, let's go back, though, here. What about the brown shirt image of a public rally? The guy gets up and what they would call heckles. And so they basically beat him up, and then he still gets arrested. This is the essence of 1938 brown shirts.
Yeah, it's outrageous, obviously, and there's no place for this. What is missing is an organized force, that is a third party or something leading to a third party, that would have an economic recovery program, as well as these points about no to the war, defend civil liberties, defend obvious democratic rights, stop this Wall Street domination, and seize and nationalize the Federal Reserve and rip that out of the hands of Wall Street. What I'm trying to point to is right now, the public disgust with both parties is extremely strong. And I would say there are people in the ruling elite who say, well, anybody who's prominent, like yourself, could become a pole of rallying of an opposition force that would include conservatives as well as left liberals and people like this, for the kind of stuff that I think I was trying to point out. So I think that's why they're so hysterical at this point, because Obama has lost his left wing and the Republicans have lost their, you know.
Let's talk about where the country's going economically.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You know what's frustrating? I have never sold out to the New World Order. And I did it because I wanted to be honest. I wanted to stand up against their evil. I understood that historically, if my children and their progeny are going to have any future, I have to do this. But you don't just get shut out of the media and demonized and you know, not be as successful reaching people if you don't play ball. Then sometimes they come and put you in prison and kill you. But then that just illustrates even more why we have to beat these people. And the good news is they're in trouble on every front. And a lot of people in the system who were in denial about the level of authoritarian system we're going into, it's a big wake-up call. And it's just time for people to stop going along with this and for people in government to start saying no. I mean, school kids being watched at home off school-issued laptops, torture, secret arrest, legislation to secretly arrest U.S. citizens and torture them. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, and it's like a bad dream. I can't believe people aren't waking up even faster. But the good news is there is an awakening taking place. The question is, will it be hard enough, fast enough? Webster Tarpley, where do you see the economy going? There's no doubt it's now a double-dip recession, a new stupid term. We're really in a depression. The globalists are in trouble on every front, but they don't seem to care, Webster.
Oh, I think they care very much. We've had Iceland voting 92% to say no to the bankers of London and Amsterdam. We have the Greek labor movement staging two general strikes. We had a general strike in Italy, too, on top of that. And we've got the 100 campuses in the United States blowing up over this issue of drastic increases in the tuition at state colleges from California to New York City.
And the system knows it's only going to get worse. So what's their plan to try to block this? I mean, when I say they don't care, they do care, but they're committed to their program, and they know they're pushing people to the boiling point.
Well, their program is budget cuts that kill people. What you say, the repressive side of the current regime, it's clear. But that goes together with what they're taking away from you. They're taking away your economic rights. They want to deprive you of whatever pension, health care, job, unemployment benefits, and so forth that you have. The tremendous pressure right now is we have the states across the U.S. and the larger municipalities have a combined deficit of $400 billion. So what you see is Christie in New Jersey, McDonnell in Virginia, Schwarzenegger, the Democrat governor in Illinois, Ryan. Austerity, cuts, fire state workers, reduce the salaries of state workers if you can. Gouge, chisel, and ultimately that will kill people. That actually leads to greater losses of human life than the kind of police state violence.
Where's Obama in a year?
Well, Obama next year. See, at the end of this, we reached the end of the stimulus phase. Now we're supposed to have we're going to go back to deficit reduction. So Obama is transitioning into his role. He thinks that he can be the austerity dictator, and of course that's very hard because of the way his base is set up. But in 2011, Obama's going to come on the scene, probably with a Republican Congress in at least one house, and he's going to say, I will get the budget back in balance, I will make the cuts. And the way that he does it is by union busting. Remember when Reagan busted the air traffic controllers? Obama is busting the teachers union right now.
All right, Webster, we're out of time. We'll have to have you back very soon. You've got four books. We sell them all at Infowars.com. Two books on Obama and a lot more. We really appreciate you spending time with us.
See you soon, Alex.
You bet. Man, these are times that try men's souls. Please pray for us. Keep spreading the word about the show, the free iPhone app. And we got two new films coming out next month. Pre-order them both at Infowars.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.